It took years to convince the Czech Health Ministry to allow the setting up of a baby box, which would enable mothers to give up their unwanted child anonymously. After lengthy negotiations, the first baby box appeared in Prague just a year ago, and a second opened in Brno last November. Prague's baby box received 3 children in the past year, and although time has shown that they are not being abused, there is still plenty of controversy surrounding the situation. Daniela Lasarova has the story.
The setting up of the first baby box was big news, and each of the 3 children who were placed in it were subjected to intense media scrutiny, unlike the dozens of others who were quietly placed in orphanages. The very first discarded baby, little Sonia, was left in the box with her birth certificate, and her mother's plight evoked so much public sympathy and offers of help that within weeks she was back home. For some, this was proof that baby boxes were a good idea. For others, it was a warning that a simple solution could put more children in orphanages.
I feel that baby box really is the very last resort. It certainly should not be encouraged, because the stigma that was with single mothers in the beginning of the last century is no longer here. And I feel that when a child has to end up in a baby box, it's somehow failure of the whole of the social system.
On a recent visit to an orphanage in the border town of Asch, President Klaus advocated a more cautious approach. In response to news that 3 more baby boxes were to be set up in the Karlovy Vary region in western Bohemia, the president said that too many boxes could mean too big a temptation. Baby boxes, he said, should remain a last-ditch solution. Michala Tominová-Marksová, head of the Family Policy Department of the Social Affairs Ministry, says that making a baby box available could make a difference between life and death.
I think that you will never know if you establish a baby box that maybe it could save even one life in 10 years, and therefore it's okay to establish it.
Even after a year of service, the institution of baby boxes has not been fully accepted. The police recently said they would search for the parents of children placed in these boxes. Maria Vodičková, head of the Children at Risk Fund, said this was ludicrous and warned that she'd take the matter to court if they did. The police promptly backed down. But even those who support baby boxes as such face a dilemma. The idea is for mothers to abandon their children anonymously so that they could be placed in a new family almost immediately. But that also means that a child's right to knowing who its parents are would never be fulfilled. The authorities admit that their priority is to get a chance to help the child's natural parents or mother, a policy that belies the very character of anonymous baby boxes. Michala Tominová again.
We should do everything possible to contact the biological mother and offer her help, because maybe she has just such kind of difficulties which can be helped to solve.
But the idea of these baby boxes is that children are left there anonymously without a contact address. Because there was some concern when the police said that they would try to find the mothers of these children. Would you approve of that?
I would be very careful about it. I would rather prefer if the social workers, they may try to find her, but police, I think it's too much, and it may tell the other mothers better not to do it.
Time has shown that accepting the total anonymity of baby boxes is hard, both for the authorities and the mothers. 2 of the 3 children placed there had birth certificates attached, which made it easy to find and help the mothers. The results of a public opinion survey indicate that people are happy to leave it that way. 90% of respondents said baby boxes should operate on an anonymous basis. If a mother decides to attach the child's birth certificate, then all the better. If not, then the baby should go to a new family as soon as possible.
Thank you, Daniela Lazarova.